Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for listening to God Still Heals. This is Elder Kathy Ann Kendall, and we thank God for each and every one of you that are listening on tonight. Won't you take the time to call someone and let them know that God Still Heals is on the air? We do have a message from the Lord for you tonight, and we'd like to share that with you. I ask you to please forgive the background noise that you may hear. We are actually en route. We're actually traveling. We're going to play you some music and give us about 3 to 4 minutes, and we'll be right back with you. Enjoy this by our very own Pastor Troy Tomlin. I hope that everyone had a very wonderful week. We have definitely had a very victorious week. God has given us the grace, the ability to overcome obstacles. He's made us victorious in every situation, in every circumstance. He's covered us and protected us from seen and unseen, and we are excited about what he's doing in our life and in the life of the ministry. You all, I want to talk to you a few minutes about the relaunching of God Still Heals. We're going to relaunch the ministry on February the 15th, and I really would like for you to be a part of it. You can email us at godstillheals@gmail.com. You can write us at 702 Oak Plantation Drive, Jacksonville, Florida, 32221. Again, that's 702 Oak Plantation Drive, Jacksonville, Florida, 21. That zip code, again, I said it wrong the first time, is 33221. We'd like to add you to our mailing list and our email list, where you can receive the broadcast via MP3, then you can listen, take it through with you, you can share it. We'd like for you to be a part of that. The relaunching is going to include the schedule for 2018, for where we're going to go and the communities that God is going to allow us to change and to challenge. We're going to ask you to join us in prayer now. Father, we thank you and we magnify you. God, you're just good all by yourself. Thank you for your mercy and your grace. Father, thank you for your angels that watch over us and protect us. Thank you that your word promises us that 1,000 will fall at our side and 10,000 at our right, but that none shall come nigh us. We thank you that your thoughts toward us are good and not evil, for an expected end and a good success. We thank you that according to your word, Father, we're blessed coming in and we're blessed going out. Father, that truly that you've blessed us in every situation, that when we wake up and our eyes are open, we're able to give you praise, not just because of who you are. You're worthy of all of the glory, all of the honor. Father, I ask you that the people that are listening on tonight, that the word would go in and that it would fall into good ground, that it would produce a crop, Father, a good harvest, that we would be able to live thereby, that it would be perpetual, that it would continue to produce in the name of Jesus. Thank you that the people have ears to hear, a heart to receive, and the will to obey. God, that you will get all of the glory for what's going to be shared, that there will be understanding. Father, you said that in all of our getting that we should get an understanding. They would understand, Father, that the truth sets free. In your son Jesus' name, it is so. Amen. You all, on this week, we've had definite challenges. Excuse me. We've had definite challenges. We've had to stand on the word of God it seemed as though we would toss and turn no matter how early or how late we would go to bed, that there was just, the word promises us sweet rest for his beloved. And to my knowledge, there was not anything that I was worried about or concerned about, could not fall asleep. Normally, you know, when that occurs, we can get the word of God and read it. We can pray and sleep will come. It did not happen on this week. And that went on for about, I'd say maybe 9 or 10 days. That can be a little tiring after a while. Amen. It's like the rest is just not there. And the Bible says that one can put 1,000 and two can put 10,000 to flight. And I called some women of God that I know that know how to get a prayer through and asked them to pray with me, to my mother in the Lord. And she shared some things with me. And I went back to God and I asked him again, and I continued to stand on his word and declare it. Because we know that it's his word that makes the difference, that when everything else passes away, that his word is going to remain. And on last night, I went to sleep, you all, and I slept. I woke up at 6 a.m. this morning, totally refreshed, totally rejuvenated, and I just thank God. I thank God for the energy. I thank him for the strength. I thank him for his sustaining power and his keeping power. And I share that with as a testimony that although we may suffer some things in the natural, in our physical body, whether we contribute or not, that we can stand against the enemy of our soul and continue to declare the word of God. And he will answer. He will. He will make every enemy, make every enemy bow down. He will. Every enemy will have to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. In every situation of our life, we traveled out of state to attend a class, and God bless, didn't have to travel alone. A friend went with me. We were able, we were covered, God covered us. He blessed us in going, and we were able to complete what we went to the city to do. And in all of those things, in all of those, having mercy for the strength, for the wisdom, because it's just not something that we take for granted. We went to take a class, and the class was one day, and we had studied prior to it. But, you know, any time you have to sit and take a test, it's a challenge. And God allowed us to pass it without any problem. It didn't take a long time. We were in and out of the class so very quickly. You all, there are things in our lives that we want to do, and fear stops us. Whether it's the fear of being alone, the fear of the unknown, what we haven't seen before, what we haven't done before. And fear can be paralyzing. I once heard a man of God say that fear was false evidence appearing real. Your mind, our minds will tell us things that we can't do, even though the Bible tells us that we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. In a religious setting, it'll say, but God gave you common sense. Did he really? That's interesting. We're going to talk about that a little bit later. When we deal with fears, when we deal with anxiety, when the Bible tells us to be anxious for nothing, find myself anxious about something, then I need to pray until that breaks. I need to pray until that goes. We know that we have the right to go to our Father and confess the ways where we are. We don't have to pretend. We don't have to act like. We can tell God, I'm afraid, whether it's afraid of flight, whether it's afraid of change. We can talk to him and tell him about it. Every time there's a new situation or a new circumstance that I find myself in, I go to my Father and I say, God, you know, I haven't done this before. Or the last time I did it, it was a hot mess. It failed. How do I make this different? How do I change this? What's going to keep things that it did the last time? And following his instructions. submitting myself to him, not to what Kathy knows, not to what Kathy has experienced, but following the leading of the Holy Ghost, following what path and pattern he set for me to do. And sometimes, you all, I'm doing it with my knees knocking. Honestly, I'm just telling you the truth. Sometimes I'm doing it, and all the way I'm saying, God, am I making a mistake? Did I really hear you say do this? And did I hear you say do it like this? And how many of you all know that God will give us a confirmation? He'll speak to our hearts. He'll send his peace that surpasses all understanding, where we won't be tossed and turned, that among everything else that happened over the last year, that I wanted to go back to school, that it was my desire, not necessarily to sit in the classroom, but I wanted to do some things online. I wanted to complete my doctorate in psychology, not because of any other reason than that's what I want to do, honestly. And it's something that the enemy has used to threaten me, that, oh, you can't do that. You're not going to be able to do that. You're not going to be able to finish that. That's not going to happen. I'm like, that's the same thing he said about high school. That's the same thing, you know, that he said about undergraduate. That's the same thing he said about the master's program. So I know not to listen to him, but how many of you all know the accusations that he makes you have to address them when we find that they had a place in us? That we have to go to God and say, you know, I know this threat is not real, but I have some hesitation here. And God will give us a plan of action that does not fail. It won't. Excuse me. When I began to learn about the fact that we needed to have multiple streams of income, I said, God, you know, this looks like just all over the place. It doesn't look like the discipline that I've been taught. It doesn't look like the rigidness of you over here, you over there. And as I continued to study about multiple streams of income, as I began to look at it, I was like, well, that is what it looks like, but you definitely have to have order and discipline to make it work. And if you're running more than one business, I take my hat off to you. If you're operating in more than one gift, I take my hat off to you. Because in order for that thing to be successful, you have to be submitted, and you have to be committed, and you have to be disciplined. There has to be an order in it. So then when we find ourselves fearful in something, when we find ourselves with a new set of goals in front of us, then that's the same way we approach it. We approach it with that submission to God. We approach it that we pray, that we ask, that we're listening for his instructions. And when we receive those instructions, that we give ourselves over to it, that we commit to it, and we obey what we heard him say for us to do. And I don't say it like 1, 2, 3, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, miss it. We make it difficult. We make it hard. Remember that above all things, God said that he wanted us to succeed. He said that he desired for us to be in health. We have to go forward producing those things that he desired for us. How do we do that? Through obedience. How are we choosing obedience over our regular plan of action? Because we have choice. He's given us that. And he won't take it away. He'll let us choose a path that's not him. That's the freedom that he gave us. Other than that, we could all just be little Jesus robots. But he gave us, wanted us to choose. He said that he laid before us life and death, that it was his desire that we choose life. But he laid both of them before us. And we make that choice every single day. We do. We choose either life or death every day. Let me share this with you. As I continue to be restored in my health, full manifestation of it, there are times when I make bad choices. And I say to myself, Kathy, that's not just a bad choice. That's a death choice. When you're choosing something other than life, you're choosing death. Why is that? Because he only gave us two choices. He didn't say, oh, that's a little bit like life. That's a little bit like death. He said, I'm laying before you life and death, and I desire that you choose life. So then when we choose to eat right, when we choose to exercise, when we choose to rest, when we choose to love ourselves, that's what I said, when we choose to love ourselves, because he told us that we have to love ourselves, but if we don't love ourselves, then it's impossible for us to love anyone else. He said, love your neighbor as yourself. So that means that you first have to love yourself. It's important that we understand that. It's important that in the whole totality of it, that we understand that, none of it surprised God. None of it. Every choice we made, he already knew that was the choice we were going to make. And yet and still, he still set life and death before us. He tells us that I've given you, I've put before every man grace. He's given us the ability. He's given us the ability to change. He's given us the ability to choose life. He's given us the ability not to stay the same. So then when we find ourselves in a pattern, when we find ourselves in a rut, when it comes to new things, when it comes to changes, we have to go to our Father God. And what do? We confess it to him. We submit. And we listen to the instructions that he gives. You all, there are so many things for us to see, so many things for us to do. God gave us an entire world, and I think that we should see it all. I do. I honestly do. I believe that in the year 2018, that God Still Heals is going to be able to go across the United States of America, that we won't just be confined to the Midwest or just to the very, very south of Florida, but that truly we'll be able to go across the United States and change communities. Why do I believe that? Because God told me that I could. He said that, and he's going to give me the people that are like-minded and like-filled. And together, we're going to make a difference. We will fund other businesses. That's what he said. So that, to me, that's saying that there are people that have visions that need resources, and he's going to let us be that resource. And I happen to think that that is absolutely awesome. He said that we would take care of those that preach the gospel. He didn't say they were going to be Baptist. He didn't say they were going to be Pentecostal. He didn't say they were going to be Lutheran or Catholic. He said we were going to take care of those that preach the gospel. And he's been faithful. We have faithfully been able to do for the last 7.5 years. And now it's time for us to increase. It's time for us to affect and change more communities. It's time for us to fund more vision. It's time for us to expand and grow. And I hope that you desire to be a part of that. So what are we going to do when we face new challenges and new things? When we face a wall that looks like it's not going to move, we're going to stand on God's word. We're going to confess it to him. We're going to listen for his instructions. And then we're going to obey. This is Elder Kathy Ann Kendall, and you've been listening to God Still Heals. You all, thank you so much. If you are able to, I'd like for you to lift your hands, and we're going to pray. Father, according to your words, you said if there be any sick among you, let them call for the elders and let them pray the prayer of faith. Father, we lose healing now throughout this life in the name of Jesus. We come against every sickness and every disease for your glory. God, that it's powerless against you and against your word, body, and we command cancer to dry up in the name of Jesus. We lose the peace of God in the very homes, in the very cars, Father, wherever they may be, we lose your peace now in the name of Jesus. We command worry and stress to go. For we declare that we will not be anxious for anything according to your word, but in all things we give to you in prayer and supplication. Father, I thank you for every person and every family that's represented. Father, that you would save the unsaved according to your word. Father, that some would definitely water and some would plant in the mighty name of Jesus. And that you, God, would give the increase. God, I ask that you would send those laborers into the field. God, that they would draw men and women, boys and girls, unto you. That as we lift up your name, God, that you would save. And we thank you in your precious Son, Jesus' name. It is so. Amen. You are a blessed people. You are a healed. You are a free people. And we thank God for each and every one of you. Have a good night, you all. I love you with the love of God.